This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy.
Hi, I'm Carrie.
Hi, I'm Unmi.
Nice to meet you.
That's Unmi Abkin. She and her husband, Roger Taylor, own Coco and the Cellar Bar in East Hampton, Massachusetts. From an early age, Taylor was surrounded by food. His father is a baker, and he says he's worked in restaurants since age 15. Abkin's childhood was completely different.
I love to feed people. And I think that is based a lot on when I was very young. I didn't have a lot of food. I was an orphan. There's nothing better than me making a good meal for my family, my friends, our customers, and seeing that joy that you can create by just food.
While the two have decades of experience in professional kitchens across the country, they've forged a new path with the release of a cookbook called Curry and Kimchi.
My wife eats, sleeps, drinks, and dreams food. And we'll be at a bookstore and she'll be perusing a book, and she can, as she's reading it, imagine the things cooking in the pan and what it would look like and what it would smell like, and take it all the way to its logical conclusion. I can't do that. She can.
Food was coming out of the Coco kitchen while we talked, gathering on the table in front of me. It looked just like the photos in the book that accompany each recipe. The cookbook itself is designed and laid out differently than I'm used to. Recipes are in narrative form and appear on a single page.
I'm glad you noticed the way it was written. So
most recipes, you'll find a list of ingredients and measures,
yes,
and then directions, and then you,
yes,
turn the page.
Yes, well, this is how we write our recipes in our restaurant. And it is, to prep all this food, you need to keep it as streamlined as possible. That's why we have the directions in a different color than the ingredients. So the whole going back and forth, we decided to make it easier. And, you know, many times when you read recipes, people rewrite it, so it's already done for you. I'm glad you noticed that.
At this point, the table's filling up with food from the cookbook. I still haven't tried any. More than 10 bowls, from ribs to a Thai curry.
Yep, this is our coconut curry. I think the beauty of this dish is, this is a real prime example of a really balanced dish. So another thing that we love to do is have the accoutrement right near it. So for the curry, I like to have like fresh herbs and a fresh lime that you can squeeze in. So I will have you taste that. Let me get you a spoon.
There is one juxtaposition in the book that's very interesting to me, and that's where you switch between the shiitake mushroom and tofu pad thai, and you follow it with mornay sauce for mac and cheese. How did you get to that?
That's a great question.
When we set out to start working on this cookbook, we wanted it to be something that we would be able to involve our daughter Coco in as well. So despite this being a relatively Asian-focused cookbook, our daughter felt pretty strongly that if we were making a cookbook that people were going to be using at home, that it should reflect some of the things that she likes to eat as well. And so the mac and cheese recipe in there is near and dear to my daughter's heart.
The chefs have simplified some of the recipes for home cooks. They've cut hours off the braise time for ribs by using an Instant Pot. But when they prepare ribs at the restaurant,
we use the 4 to 5 hours because it takes a very long time for it to get really, you know, soft and succulent. These ribs, we cook in the Instant Pot, and you'll be amazed at how tender it is.
The recipe for hoisin glazed baby back ribs calls for 32 minutes of Instant Pot cooking. Yes, they were tender and covered in a balanced, what they call, grown-up barbecue sauce. Balance is a strong theme throughout the cookbook and for the couple.
We've been working together for 17 years, and it's such a great working relationship because we both have our own strengths, and that really helped with the cookbook.
I would say that's very true, and that it's something that's helped us with the restaurant as well, is generally speaking, we're not both freaking out at the same time. One of us can be strong when the other is having a hard time, and it sort of helps keep things on a more even keel. Yeah.
Their cookbook, Curry and Kimchi, Flavor Secrets for Creating 70 Asian-Inspired Recipes at Home will be released at the end of the month. I'm Carrie Healy.
All of my favorite basil right there.
Yeah, and then have it with a little bit of pickle and some kimchi.
Right.
And this kimchi is vegan, and you can make this kimchi in half.